On Thursday evening, we have communion service at 7:30 here in church. Good Friday morning, 10:30, family worship, when we'll be looking and focusing at the cross. And then Friday afternoon, there is a service of reflection as we spend an hour at the cross. But also, as a reminder of those services, there's another one which looks almost identical. But on the back, you will see that it has a picture of our new archdeacon, Rhiannon. And on Sunday the 28th, Rhiannon will be coming. She'll be preaching. She'll be presiding at that service. And then afterwards, we want everybody, as many people as possible, to stay for fellowship lunch and to meet Rhiannon. It's a bring and share lunch, so bring something that you can share, and we'll just spend time together. And then after lunch, if you're able to stay, Rhiannon will just share something of her vision for inspiring Ipswich. I also need to publicise that our APCM will be on the 25th. It will be next door. Tea and coffee will be served from 7 o'clock onwards, and then our meeting will start at 7:30 prompt. Our annual report has been produced. Last year we produced quite a lot of these, and they got thrown in the bin. So if you would like one, if you're on email, what we'll do is on Tuesday you'll receive a copy by email. But if you would like a printed copy, there's a list at the back. We would love you to sign up and we will get a copy to you. And Focus is fast approaching. Next week we'll be launching a special sign-up code that will give you discount on signing up. If you're interested, please pick up a leaflet or see me at the end of the service, or anybody that's named on that leaflet. Almighty God, on this day when we celebrate Jesus riding into Jerusalem as the humble king to suffer death upon the cross, as the crowds welcomed him and lifted their praises to you, send your Holy Spirit on us that we may lift our praise and worship to you. Give us grace that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also to be made partakers of his resurrection through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So today is the day that we remember Jesus riding into Jerusalem when palm branches were waved. And we have these palm crosses that are being still handed out. There's some more up here, Nigel, lots up here. Great, so if you've got a palm cross, why don't you just hold it up as we pray. God, our Saviour, whose Son Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem as Messiah to suffer and to die, let these palms be for us a sign of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King, and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'd encourage you to take these home, maybe place them in your Bible, maybe stick them to your fridge, and particularly in this week of Holy Week, reminder that Jesus was on that journey to the cross for you and for me.
Rejoice, rejoice, people of Zion. Shout for joy, you people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He comes triumphant and victorious, but humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
Please do be seated as we come to bow before him, to kneel before him. Christ came in humility to share our lives, forgive our pride. Lord, have mercy. Christ came with the good news for all people. Forgive our silence. Christ, have mercy. Christ came in love to a world of suffering. Forgive our self-centeredness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring us his pardon and his peace, now and forever. Amen. So we have our gospel reading, again recounting the story of Jesus' journey into Jerusalem.
The gospel this morning is from Luke chapter 19, beginning to read at verse 28, which you can follow on page 105 in the Pew Bibles. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus said this and then went on to Jerusalem ahead of them. As he came near Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead with these instructions. Go to the village there ahead of you. As you go in, you will find a colt tied up that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If someone asks you why you are untying it, tell him that the master needs it. They went on their way and found everything just as Jesus had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, "Why are you untying it?" "The master needs it," they answered. And they took the colt to Jesus. Then they threw their cloaks over the garment and helped Jesus get on. As he rode on, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near Jerusalem, at the place where the road went down the Mount of Olives, the large crowd of his disciples began to thank God and praise him in loud voices for all the great things that they'd seen. "God bless the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to God." Then some of the Pharisees in the crowd spoke to Jesus. "Teacher," they said, "command your disciples to be quiet." Jesus answered, "I tell you that if they keep quiet, the stones themselves will start shouting." This is the gospel of the Lord.
I think this story, in part, is about journey. And all of us made a journey to get here this morning, didn't we? I wonder how you came. So let's just check. How many people walked here this morning? You walked to the car. There's always one, isn't there? How many people cycled here this morning? Anybody? Anybody on a motorcycle this morning? Beverly, I'm disappointed. Who came in a car? Who came by any other means of transport? Horse? Donkey? David? Yeah, and Ewan? Alec? Yeah, fantastic. Well, I thought what we'd do this morning is that we'd go on a little bit of a journey. And I want us to go right back to a few months ago when we were celebrating the birth of Jesus. And to think about the journey that Jesus has taken to get to this point today, when we remember him riding into Jerusalem. So if you're able, I'd love you to come with me. That means you have to move. Come on, we're going this way. Follow me. Emily. The birth of Jesus. Yeah. I don't know how good your memories are, but can you remember back to a few months ago when we were celebrating and giving thanks for the birth of Jesus? And and I'm sure Jesus as a baby cried. And as we were celebrating, we were thinking of the message, glory to God in the highest, weren't we? And peace, goodwill to all people on who God's favor rests. And then what's this here then? Gifts of what? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Somebody's already had their eyes on the gold, I think. And again, we think of Epiphany, don't we, of that revelation of who Jesus was, the Son of God. And so much even in what this was, the gold, speaking of his kingships, the frankincense, the only incense that would be used in the temple, speaking of his divinity, and myrrh that was really speaking of his forthcoming suffering, that when he would die on the cross. And then, of course, there were two really old people in the temple, weren't there? And guys, what was happening in the temple?
Oh, I remember when Simeon, he took that baby in his arms and he lifted him high and he remembered what he'd been taught, that Messiah would come. But it was the mother, so small, so young. But the daddy, his hands were so strong, so strong. And I remember when Simeon handed the baby back and said to the mummy, and a sword will pierce your side too.
So even from those early moments, there was something about the suffering that Jesus was heading towards. And then, of course, we come to the time when Jesus was baptized, not in a baptism pool, but in the River Jordan. Next Sunday, we have two people being baptized by full immersion. And we also have another four people who are reaffirming their baptismal vows on Easter Sunday. What a great day to celebrate baptism. So I hope you'll come next Sunday and see baptism. And it was immediately after baptism that what happened was the temptation of Jesus, where he was taken, led by the Holy Spirit, having been filled with the Holy Spirit at his baptism. And when God says, "You are my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," and immediately he's led off into the desert where he's tempted for 40 days. But he never succumbs to that temptation. And after that, we see the start of Jesus' ministry. And we didn't really know how to do miracles, but there's some water that's been turned into wine. And there's bread that speaks of five small loaves that were broken and fed. How many?
5,000.
But all of the time, Jesus kept hinting. And on three occasions in Luke's gospel, we see that he actually says to the disciples, "I'm going to Jerusalem to die." And today we remember that entry into Jerusalem. So shall we head back and see where it takes us on our journey? So as Jesus continued his journey, I think Jesus had, as it were, the focus for him, in front of him, for the whole of his ministry, the cross. He knew that he needed to go to the cross so that on the cross he could bear all the stuff, all the wrong that's in our lives. He could take away the sin, the guilt, the shame, that he would bear that on the cross for you and for me. And Jesus is here, as I see it, on this road, actually this road of humility. Now, he could have come into Jerusalem on a stallion, on a war horse, but he doesn't. He comes riding on a colt. And actually, I don't know if you've ever looked at the text, but what it says is that the disciples took him and put him on the colt. See, I think actually that Jesus in humility probably would have walked. But actually, because scripture was to be fulfilled, and the disciples are the ones that takes him and sits him on this colt. And he rides into Jerusalem, not with a fanfare, not on a war horse, but in meekness and humility. People, of course, were expecting the Messiah to come, and there was these great shouts of acclamation, of praise. And Jesus, of course, was the rightful king. But he was bringing a reign of peace, a reign of service. We often sing, don't we? From heaven you came, helpless babe, entered our world, your glory veiled, not to be served, but to serve and give your life. And each one of us are called to be on that road of meekness and humility. I wonder if we are prepared to be humble and meek, being willing to accept actually what Jesus has done for us. I often say on Alpha that if getting into heaven, you could guarantee getting into heaven by crawling on your hands and knees from here to Bury Cathedral, the road would be blocked by the number of people who were doing that. But Jesus says it's a free gift. I've done it all for you. And he offers that to you. I wonder if we're humble enough to accept all that Jesus has done for us. But I wonder too if we're humble in our attitudes and in what we do. Are we the ones that are willing to serve and not to be served? Willing to accept God's free gift of salvation through the life of Jesus. But then also I see this road as a road of obedience. Jesus is obedient to his Father's will. In Luke it says that Jesus resolutely set out his path for Jerusalem, knowing what lay ahead of him. And that wasn't just the adulation of the crowd on his entry, but he knew that he would be mocked and condemned, that the truth would be manipulated. And the crowd would be manipulated to the point where they're the ones that are shouting, crucify him. Those ones that started off perhaps with praise and adulation are turned into the ones who are calling for his crucifixion. But Jesus continued to be obedient for the Father. Do you remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried out, not my will, but your will be done. In this story, we see too the disciples are obedient. Jesus instructs them to go and find this colt. And they obey him and they do what he says. We too are called to be obedient, obedient to the word of God and what he says in his word. We're called to follow the one who gave himself for us, to give of ourselves, of what we have, for him to use, just as the owner of the colt gave the colt for Jesus to use. We too are those who are called to give and give generously. We're called to love. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And actually, the cross is a response of love, is it not? Jesus loved you so much, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus was obedient to that call. Are we prepared to be obedient to God and his word and the people he calls us to be? And then lastly, I see this as a road that Jesus was on, a road of destiny. The destiny for Jesus was to give his life. In Matthew's gospel, it says that Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for many. He knew what lay ahead of him. Matthew 20, it says this: Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. On the way, he took the 12 aside and said to them, We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. But on the third day, he will be raised to life. See, Jesus knew his destiny. That it wasn't only the betrayal, the flogging, the mocking, the false accusations, and eventually the crucifixion. But he knew that he would be bearing our sin and our shame. But he also knew that this would not be the end. He knew that he would rise again and triumph over death. And because Jesus went to the cross and triumphed over death, we too have a destiny that we can be sure of. A destiny that's not determined by what we do, but by what we believe and who we believe in. Whoever believes in me has eternal life. What road are you on today? As we've thought about the road that Jesus was on, the journey of his life, heading towards the cross. Jesus says in the Gospels that there are two roads. Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it. See, Jesus died so that you could be on the road to eternal life. And the gate is narrow because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And today the door, that narrow door, is open for every one of us here to enter through and be on the path that leads to everlasting life. And today we can be sure what road we are on by humbly accepting what Jesus has done for us and then being obedient to his will for our lives. And when we do that, we can know with assurance that our destiny is with Jesus, not only now, but for eternity. I'd love every person here to be sure of what road they're on and to know that through the cross they have eternal life. So I'd love us to pray. And maybe you've already accepted Jesus into your life, but I'd love again to offer to those who have never made Jesus their Lord and Savior to receive him and to know him in their lives today. So if you wouldn't mind just closing your eyes, perhaps bowing your head. And if you've never met Jesus before, Revelation says that, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Just echo these words in your heart. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you went on the journey to the cross for me. That on the cross you died so that I could be forgiven and set free and receive eternal life and the gift of your Holy Spirit. Would you forgive me for all the things that I have done wrong? And I now receive you into my life and the gift of your Spirit and eternal life. Come into my heart to be with me forever, that I might know you on the journey of my life and for eternity. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Just keeping your heads bowed and eyes closed. Has anybody just prayed that prayer? I'd love you just to put your hand up so that I can see. Nobody else is looking. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take your hands down. Thank you. So, Father, I want to thank you for those who have made that fresh commitment to you today or have received you for the first time. Would you come now and fill them with your Holy Spirit? Would you bless them? Fill them with the joy and peace that only you give. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you're one of the people that raised a hand at the end of the service, I'd love you just to come to the front where I will be waiting, and there'll be other members from the prayer ministry team here. I'd love you just to come forward. We would love to share with you and encourage you in your journey of faith with Jesus Christ. If you're able, would you stand as we affirm our faith together in the words of the Creed? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please would you be seated or kneel as we pray together.
For our prayers today, I'd like to invite you to join in this response. When I say, Lord, as they journey on, please respond, go with them. So let's pray. As we've heard this morning about Jesus' journey into Jerusalem and towards the cross, we remember in our prayers the people across the world for whom life is a hard journey. We pray for people who don't have enough food to eat or clean water to drink. We pray for those who are caught in the middle of wars and fighting. And we pray for those who are sick and need your healing. Lord, as they journey on, go with them. We pray this morning for people who are facing a lonely journey through life. We're so grateful for our friends and our family. Please be with those who have no one to love and care for them. We pray especially for older people feeling lonely and isolated due to failing health. And we pray for young people who feel such a desperate need to belong that they get drawn into gangs. Lord, as they journey on, go with them. We pray for those whose journey through life at the moment carries great responsibility. Please help our government lead our country as they should. We pray for scientists who are working to cure illnesses such as cancer. Guide them in their work. And we pray for all who teach and lead others. Lord, as they journey on, go with them. All of us face difficult times in our lives, but for some, the journey is made harder by them not knowing that God loves them and that Jesus lived and died for them. We pray that more people will come to hear about Jesus and invite him into their lives. Please help us, Lord, to tell people that God is there for them, no matter what kind of journey they're facing. Lord, as they journey on, go with them. And finally, we pray for ourselves and each other. All of our journeys are unique and lead us to our own destiny. Help us to follow the example of Jesus in our humility and obedience as we journey through life. And please allow our journeys to change the world for the better. As we journey on, go with us. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself in taking the form of a servant and in obedience died on the cross for our salvation. Give us your grace to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And we say together, Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. I believe today that God wants to bless people, and wherever you are on your journey, to, as it were, come as you are and receive his touch, his healing, to receive from him today whatever our hurts, whatever the things that are going on in our lives. So I just want to pray that God would come by his Spirit and would touch us and begin to move among us. The prayer ministry team, if you'd like to come out and be ready to pray with people. And if you sense God is touching you, I'd love you just to make your way forward and receive prayer, and people will be here ready to pray with you and to pray for you. Father, today as we think of your journey to the cross, for all that it cost you, we thank you that you hold out to us the free gift of life and the grace of your Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you by your cross we can receive your healing. Thank you that through your death and resurrection you have released your Holy Spirit upon us. We pray now, come Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, where there's hurt, would you heal? Where there's illness and disease, would you heal? Where there's hopelessness, bring hope and certainty, knowing our destiny is safe in your hands. Father, send your Holy Spirit now. Come, Holy Spirit. So may the Father, who loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, bring you by faith to his eternal life. May Christ, who accepted the cup of sacrifice in obedience to the Father's will, keep you steadfast as you walk with him in the way of his cross. May the Spirit who strengthens us to suffer with Christ, that we may share in his glory, set your minds on life and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you now, remain with you this day and always. Amen. So go in peace to love and to serve the Lord in the name of Christ.